Hey there. Dealing with the aftermath of an accident, especially here in Atlanta, well, it can feel like you've been thrown into a maze blindfolded.
Yeah, definitely. And then you get handed a stack of paperwork.
Right. Like this website you sent over, it seems to be from a law firm, one that handles personal injury cases. But honestly, it's a lot to unpack.
It really is.
So today, let's dive deep into what someone would actually need to know about personal injury law here in Atlanta. You know, help folks take that blindfold off.
Sounds good to me.
So one thing on this website that really jumped out at me, I mean, they break down the idea of damages in a way that even I, someone who is definitely not a lawyer, could understand.
Yeah, it's interesting how they do
that. So it's like economic damages, that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Medical bills, lost wages, those are straightforward. Money straight out of your pocket.
Right. You can easily put a number on that.
But it's the non-economic damages that got me thinking. This website really made me stop and consider that side of things.
Absolutely. And this is often where having a good lawyer can make all the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, because how do you put an actual dollar amount on something like pain and suffering?
Exactly.
Or the feeling that you're just not quite yourself after an accident? Even if a doctor says, yep, you're good to go, it's not always that simple.
No, not at all.
Like this law firm, they've worked on cases, and one that comes to mind is this construction worker who had a really bad fall on a job site. And you start to think,
oh, wow, yeah.
Those medical bills, just the tip of the iceberg. What about their ability to do their job?
Yeah.
Especially if it's something physically demanding.
It's a lot to process. And speaking of processing a lot of information, I noticed the website lists a bunch of different types of accidents they handle. We're talking car accidents, slip and falls, even things like medical malpractice, wrongful death. It's a lot to take in.
It really is. And, you know, this is where I think understanding that whole contingency fee thing is so important.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Basically, they break it down like this. You don't pay legal fees up front. It's only if they win your case. So if you're drowning in medical bills, worried about income, it can be a huge weight off your shoulders.
For sure. And that actually ties into another thing they emphasize, dealing with insurance adjusters.
Oh, yeah. And they're very clear about that.
Like, they almost warn you you need someone on your side. Because while it's easy to think, oh, the insurance company will be fair, that's not always the case.
Not always, no.
Their main goal is to minimize what they pay out, which, well, it's not always in your best interest.
Exactly. And this kind of leads into another crucial point that the source makes, which is that the specific details of your accident, they can make or break your case.
Okay, so we're talking about the severity of your injuries. Like if you suffered what they call catastrophic injuries, or if you're looking at long-term care needs.
Right. The website really emphasizes that needing future medical care, or even, and this is a tough one, but not being able to work in the same way you did before the accident because of your injuries.
Mm-hmm.
That can make a huge difference in what you might receive.
So it's about looking at the long game. Not just what's happening right now.
Exactly.
Which kind of brings us to another important factor, timelines. The website's very clear about this. Here in Georgia, you've got 2 years from the date of your accident to file a lawsuit, at least for most personal injury cases.
Right. And there are exceptions.
Oh, right. Like what?
They actually call out a really important detail, which is that if you need to sue a municipality, that timeline shrinks down to just 6 months.
Wow.
That's a really, really tight window.
Yeah.
And it just drives home this point.
Yeah.
You can't wait to get legal advice if that's something you're considering. Even waiting a few weeks could mean you lose your chance.
And doesn't that also tie into what they were saying about gathering evidence right away?
100%. The website uses this phrase, the clock starts ticking the moment that accident happens.
Okay, that sounds kind of dramatic, but...
But it's true.
Yeah.
Because the longer you wait, the harder it becomes. Witnesses disappear. Memories fade. Even evidence itself can be gone.
Right. They even mentioned, and I'd never even thought about this, accident reconstruction experts. Like, that sounds like something out of a movie.
I know, right? But it goes to show how seriously these cases are handled. That early evidence, it's crucial. And actually, the source does a nice job of laying out the whole process step by step from that initial meeting with a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
All the way to what happens if your case actually goes to trial.
So it's like a roadmap. That could be reassuring when you're feeling lost. It's like, okay, if this happens, then this is what I do next.
Exactly. It gives you a framework.
Yeah.
And speaking of frameworks, the website also gets into how you actually prove a personal injury case.
Okay, so how does that work?
Well, they say there are 4 key elements you have to be able to show. Duty of care, breach of duty, causation, and damages.
Break that down for me. Duty of care, that's basically like the other person, they had some responsibility for your safety.
Right? Yeah, like another driver, a property owner, something like that.
You got it. And then a breach of that duty, well, that's what makes it negligence. So texting while driving, not fixing a known hazard on their property, those would be breaches.
Okay, got it.
And here's where it gets kind of interesting, because the source mentions this thing called modified comparative negligence, which is specific to Georgia.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with that. What is that exactly?
So it's a little complicated, but basically, even if you were partly at fault for the accident, you might still be able to get some compensation as long as you're less than 50% responsible.
So let's say, hypothetically, you get hit by a distracted driver, but you were speeding. You might still have a case, but...
but what you could receive might be less, yeah.
Depending on how much they say you were responsible. Exactly. The website actually gives an example, saying, let's say you were awarded $100,000, but they find you were 30% at fault. Well, you'd only get $70,000. Yeah. It's not always a straightforward situation.
Mm.
Which, again, highlights why having a lawyer who really understands these nuances is so important.
So it's like they're saying, look, accidents are messy. It's not always one person's fault completely.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't at least see what your legal options are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And speaking of exploring those options, one thing I found really interesting is that the website says most personal injury cases, they don't actually end up going to trial.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that makes sense when you think about it. Trials are expensive.
They can drag on and on.
For everyone involved, yeah.
Right. So it's often better for everyone involved to try to reach what they call a settlement beforehand.
And they actually say that.
Yeah. They even say that insurance companies are often more likely to settle, you know, because they know if it goes before a judge, they might end up having to pay even more.
So it's like this whole strategic back and forth.
It can be, yeah.
So it's this whole strategic back and forth. But what happens if they can't reach an agreement? What happens then?
Well, that's when it could actually go to trial.
Okay.
And if that happens, the website says it would be up to a jury to decide if the other party is liable.
Meaning it is their fault.
Right, exactly. And then the jurors would also decide how much they would have to pay you in damages.
Got it. But it all comes back to proving your side of the story, right?
Absolutely.
And this website, they are big on documentation. Like, they actually say something like, you can never have too much evidence, only too little.
Oh, for sure. And they list out all kinds of things, police reports, witness statements. They even mentioned medical expert testimony.
Ow.
Yeah. And that's another area where taking action quickly after an accident is so important.
Right. Because
the sooner you start gathering all of that, the better.
Right. Because it's like putting a puzzle together. The more pieces you have, the clearer that picture becomes.
100%. Yeah.
And speaking of a clearer picture, the website also talks about who can actually be held responsible in these cases.
Yes. And this is where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Because they point out that it's not always just the person, you know, who directly caused the accident.
Oh, interesting.
For example, let's say a drunk driving accident. They say that a bar or restaurant, the place that served that driver too much alcohol.
Oh, wow.
They could potentially be held responsible, too.
Wow, I never would have thought of that. It's like that responsibility can spread wider than you might think.
It absolutely can. And this goes back to why having a lawyer, someone who really understands these details, it's so important. They'll know what to look for, who to go after.
So I know we've gone over a lot, but if you had to distill it down, what's the biggest takeaway you want our listener to walk away with today?
You know, that's a great question. I think the biggest thing is, after an accident, you are not alone.
It's easy to feel that way.
Oh, absolutely. It can be overwhelming, make you feel isolated, but there are resources out there.
Yeah.
People who can help you navigate this whole legal process.
Yeah.
And they'll fight for your rights.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Exactly.
To stand up for yourself.
Exactly.
I love that. Knowledge really is power. So to our listener out there, I hope this deep dive has given you a better picture of what personal injury law looks like, at least here in Atlanta. But, and this is important, every situation is different. So getting personalized legal advice, that's really the best way to go.
100%.
Right.
And, you know, even if you're not even sure if you have a case.
Right.
It never hurts to talk to a lawyer.
Yeah.
They could look at your specific situation, answer your questions, and help you decide what to do next.
That's such good advice because, let's face it, even thinking about talking to a lawyer, it can feel intimidating.
Yeah, for sure.
But like you're saying, it's better to have that information and know what you're dealing with.
Exactly. It's like that old saying, forewarned is forearmed. The more you understand your rights
mm-hmm.
and the process,
yeah.
the better equipped you'll be to make informed decisions about your situation.
It's like you always say, it's not just about knowing the rules of the game.
Right.
It's understanding how to actually play.
Precisely. And because the law can be so complex, so nuanced, having someone in your corner who speaks the language, knows the strategy,
it's invaluable.
It can make all the difference.
For sure. Well said. So, as we wrap up this deep dive, is there one final thought you want to leave our listener with?
You know, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
After an accident, especially if it was something serious, it's easy to feel like, well, like your whole world's been turned upside down.
Absolutely.
And I think what I want people to hear is this. You are not alone in this. There are people out there who understand this world, who deal with these laws every single day, and they can help you find your footing again.
It's so easy to feel overwhelmed, like you're just supposed to automatically know what to do after an accident. But that's not realistic.
Not at all. And that's why we're doing these deep dives, right?
Yeah.
To try and demystify some of this stuff.
Exactly. So as we wrap things up here, is there one final thought you'd want to leave our listeners with?
You know, when it comes to personal injury law, knowledge truly is power. And the more you know about your rights, the more empowered you'll be to navigate this whole process.
I love that. So to everyone listening, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there.
Hear, hear.
And that's a wrap on another deep dive. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Until next time.